United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority expands pre-application support service, or PASS, for crypto asset, payment, and wholesale firms. On 08 April 2025, the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority, or UKFCA, updated its pre-application support service, or PASS, to promote regulatory clarity and facilitate business growth within the payment sector, crypto asset, and wholesale market sectors. PASS offers prospective applicants an opportunity to engage with the UKFCA early in their authorization or registration journey, improving application quality and reducing approval timelines. PASS Initiative offers the pre-application meeting, available free of charge to crypto asset firms, payments firms, and wholesale market participants considering applying for registration or authorization in the United Kingdom. During these meetings, firms meet directly with a designated case officer who outlines regulatory expectations, explains common challenges, and directs firms to critical resources. In many cases, the same case officer who participates in the pre-application meeting will also oversee the formal assessment of the firm's application, ensuring continuity and deeper contextual understanding throughout the process. Firms interested in booking a pre-application meeting must submit a request through the UKFCA's Connect platform. Applicants are asked to provide essential details, including their proposed business model, corporate structure, profiles of key individuals, and specific areas where guidance is sought. This preliminary information allows the UKFCA to tailor its support, identify focus areas, and better prepare the applicant for the formal authorization stage. United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority actively collaborates with advisors, trade bodies, and business associations operating within the crypto asset, payments, and wholesale sectors. The UKFCA offers speaker engagements at industry events, roundtables, and conferences, sharing insights into the authorization process and providing practical guidance to firms navigating regulatory pathways. Requests for UKFCA speakers can be submitted by email or through the agency's speaker request form, with further assistance available through direct contact with any UKFCA office. The United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority provides extensive supporting materials to assist firms in understanding sector-specific authorization or registration requirements. For crypto asset firms, detailed guidance is available on registering under the Money Laundering Regulations, or MLRs, including examples of good and poor quality applications to enhance success rates. Payment firms receive step-by-step instructions on whether to seek authorization or registration, with specific resources for payment institutions, electronic money institutions, and registered account information service providers. Wholesale market applicants, including fund managers, benchmark administrators, custodians, investment managers, multilateral trading facilities, and principal trading firms are directed to sector-specific regulatory pathways and preparation guidelines. By expanding the reach and resources of the pre-application support service, the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority aims to reduce regulatory friction, improving application quality, and accelerating market access for firms contributing to innovation and economic growth. PASS supports a proportionate, agile, and business-friendly regulatory environment for fintech, crypto, and wholesale financial services innovation. United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority strengthens AML and CTF registration requirements for crypto asset firms. On 17 April 2025, the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority, or UKFCA, updated the Anti-Money Laundering and Counter-Terrorist Financing, or AML and CTF registration regime, and thereby reaffirmed its commitment to combating money laundering, terrorist financing, and proliferation financing in the crypto asset sector. As the designated AML and CTF supervisor of United Kingdom crypto asset businesses under the United Kingdom Money Laundering, Terrorist Financing and Transfer of Funds, Information on the Payer, Regulations 2017, or MLRs, the UKFCA mandates that any firm providing crypto asset services within the scope of the MLRs must be formally registered before commencing operations. Firms intending to operate crypto asset businesses by way of business within the United Kingdom must assess their activities against regulations 8, 9 and 14A of the MLRs. This includes businesses already authorised or registered with the UK FCA under other frameworks, such as payment institutions, electronic money institutions, and firms authorised under the United Kingdom Financial Services and Markets Act 2000, or FSMA. The UK FCA will assess on a case-by-case basis whether an activity qualifies as being conducted in the course of business within the jurisdiction. In addition to the general AML and CTF obligations, crypto asset firms that intend to communicate financial promotions in the United Kingdom under the expanded scope of the financial promotions regime must also seek registration under the MLRs. This ensures alignment between anti-money laundering supervision and consumer protection initiatives. Applications for registration must be submitted through the UK FCA's Connect system. Prior to filing, firms are strongly encouraged to review the crypto asset registration application forms, guidance on good and poor quality applications, and the detailed informational requirements outlined by the UK FCA. The authority has made it clear that poor quality, incomplete, or misleading applications will be rejected outright without further assessment. Only once all necessary information has been received will the UK FCA begin its three-month statutory clock to render a decision. Recognising the complexity of the regime, the UK FCA offers firms the opportunity to request pre-application meetings to discuss expectations, clarify application processes, and introduce business models. These meetings, while highly valuable, do not constitute pre-approval or advice. Firms seeking such meetings must submit key information in advance, including corporate details, relevant regulatory questions, a summary deck outlining business models and product offerings, and the crypto asset activities intended to be pursued. Registration fees apply under Category 6 of the UK FCA's application pricing structure, with additional periodic or annual fees applicable for registered firms. Income is defined for fee purposes as the gross inflow of economic benefits generated from providing crypto asset services during the reporting year. Fit and proper assessments form a core pillar of the registration review process. The UK FCA will scrutinise not only the applicant business, but also all relevant individuals, including directors, managers, nominated officers for anti-money laundering compliance, and beneficial owners in accordance with Regulation 58A of the MLRs. Criteria considered include criminal convictions, regulatory compliance history, financial soundness, honesty, integrity, competence, and the risk profile presented by the applicant in the context of money laundering and terrorist financing vulnerabilities. The UK FCA has issued a stern reminder that non-disclosure of relevant information during the application process is treated extremely seriously. Any deliberate withholding of information or submission of false or misleading facts may result in automatic rejection of the application and potential criminal proceedings. Throughout the registration process, applicants are expected to demonstrate a proactive understanding of their regulatory obligations, a strong culture of compliance and operational readiness to meet ongoing AML and CTF requirements. Firms seeking further guidance or clarification regarding the crypto asset registration regime are encouraged to contact the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority's dedicated email channel at firm.queries@fca.org.uk. US CFTC's Kristin N. Johnson champions responsible innovation and global AI collaboration at Africa FinTech Summit 2025. On 24th of April 2025, Commissioner Kristin N. Johnson of the United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or USCFTC, delivered a powerful speech at the Africa FinTech Summit 2025 in Washington, D.C., calling for deeper international collaboration in artificial intelligence, or AI, fintech innovation, and inclusive digital asset development. The Africa FinTech, as a platform for dialogue among entrepreneurs, investors, and regulators, Commissioner Johnson underscored Africa's unique role as a global hub of fintech creativity, noting the continent's accelerating influence in reshaping the financial services landscape. Reflecting on her personal journey from family entrepreneurship to a federal commissioner overseeing derivatives markets with notional values exceeding $730 trillion globally, Johnson highlighted the exponential growth of emerging technologies, including blockchain, cryptocurrencies, and AI, in transforming financial systems. She noted that the US CFTC's remit is evolving, with courts and Congress signaling an expanding mandate over these technologies as part of broader financial market oversight. Recognizing Africa's dynamic fintech ecosystem, Commissioner Johnson praised the continent's top innovators, PalmPay, Flutterwave, CUDA, MTN, Pigvest, and Yoko, as global leaders in inclusive finance. She described her visits to South Africa, Kenya, Zambia, and Ghana, where she directly observed the curiosity, ambition, and technological sophistication that distinguish African fintech entrepreneurs. "Many of these firms," Johnson said, "are leveraging partnerships with global technology leaders such as Google, Microsoft, and Amazon Web Services to scale advanced tools like distributed ledger technology and AI in a way that deepens financial inclusion and empowers underserved populations." Commissioner Johnson identified AI as one of the defining forces shaping fintech's future. She detailed how AI has already improved medical diagnosis, agricultural sustainability, and financial market efficiency, including applications in algorithmic trading, price prediction, and automated risk management, with global investment in AI projected to reach $97 billion by 2027, she explained, financial services firms are moving rapidly to adopt these tools across advisory, trade execution, compliance, and fraud prevention functions. Commissioner Johnson warned of inclusion barriers, particularly for emerging market firms and smaller competitors. The high cost of AI infrastructure, dependence on large language models, and need for high-performance computing environments often exclude early-stage or regional players from full participation. She praised recent efforts to reduce these barriers, including Cassava Technologies' collaboration with NVIDIA to build Africa's first AI factory in South Africa to bridge the digital divide. At the regulatory level, Johnson outlined the US CFTC's ongoing dialogue with market participants on the governance of AI in financial services. She reiterated her call for a robust, principles-based regulatory framework that includes safeguards such as explainability, bias mitigation, data controls, and transparency. She also reiterated her advocacy for the formation of an AI fraud task force and interagency regulatory coordination in the United States. These mechanisms, she said, are essential to mitigating systemic risk and consumer harm in AI-enabled markets. The commissioner also discussed global standard setters' growing focus on these challenges. The Financial Stability Board, or FSB, and the International Organization of Securities Commissions, or IOSCO, have each issued guidance on responsible AI integration, while countries like Singapore have operationalized sandbox frameworks through the Monetary Authority of Singapore to allow fintechs to trial AI-based innovations within safe, controlled regulatory environments. She called for greater harmonization of global standards, noting that fragmentation poses significant compliance challenges, especially for emerging market innovators. Citing Kenya's M-Pesa platform as a model for mobile-first innovation, Johnson emphasized that African firms have proven highly capable of democratizing access to finance at scale. M-Pesa, she noted, enables users to store, send, and redeem money via SMS, breaking through historical barriers to financial services for millions. Commissioner Johnson described her meeting with the M-Pesa leadership and officials at the Central Bank of Kenya as emblematic of the kind of cross-border dialogue needed to manage retail participation and protect consumers as markets open. In her concluding remarks, Commissioner Johnson urged sustained collaboration between African fintech pioneers, African and US regulators, and global capital and technology partners, Such cooperation, she argued, is critical to advancing responsible innovation, protecting consumers, and building a more inclusive and resilient global financial system. The Africa FinTech Summit, she said, offers not just a venue for conversation, but a launchpad for collective action. United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority signals pro-innovation, regulatory commitment at the Citi UK International Conference 2025. On 24 April 2025, Jessica Rousseau, Chief Data, Information and Intelligence Officer at the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority, or UKFCA, delivered a speech at the Citi UK International Conference 2025, outlining the FCA's evolving approach to digital asset regulation, artificial intelligence, financial innovation, and regulatory modernization. Against the backdrop of global market uncertainty, Rousseau positioned the United Kingdom as a steady and trusted financial center, offering the clarity, stability, and proportionate regulation that innovative firms require to start up, scale, and thrive. Opening her remarks with reflections on the resilience of financial markets during volatile times, Rousseau highlighted how technological advancements, particularly artificial intelligence, have fundamentally reshaped the financial services sector in the past year. She noted that the United Kingdom remains a global leader in key markets such as commercial insurance, derivatives, debt issuance, foreign exchange, and commodities trading. Underpinning this leadership is a world-class outcomes-based regulatory regime that balances market dynamism with systemic stability. Rousseau elaborated on the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority's new five-year strategy, launched just weeks before the conference, which focuses on deepening trust, recalibrating risk management, and supporting sustainable economic growth. She argued, entrepreneurs seek predictability and regulatory certainty, and the UKFCA is committed to providing an environment that is pro-innovation, stable, and globally competitive. Rousseau also discussed on the nation's strong rule of law, business-friendly climate, and effective collaboration between government, parliament, regulators, and industry stakeholders. The country's leadership in fintech is evident, with three times more fintechs than Germany or France, dozens of unicorns, and a healthy pipeline of high-growth soonicorns. These achievements, she said, are supported by pioneering initiatives like the World First Regulatory Sandbox and the more recently launched Digital Sandbox, which now includes an AI lab offering synthetic data assets for innovation testing. Rousseau shared tangible metrics demonstrating the success of the FCA's innovation platforms. More than 90% of firms engaging with the FCA's innovation services proceed to authorization, and over 80% of firms that participated in the regulatory sandbox remain operational. Sandbox firms are not only surviving, but thriving, being 50% more likely to raise funding and typically securing 15% more investment than peers. Turning to digital asset regulation, Rousseau acknowledged the accelerating pace of innovation in payments, digital assets, stablecoins, and crypto markets, particularly in the United States. She reiterated the United Kingdom's intent to capitalize on opportunities in distributed ledger technology, or DLT, and tokenization, responding to calls from the Citi UK's recent report advocating urgency in modernizing the UK's financial market infrastructures. Following the government's approach to crypto regulation, the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority published a comprehensive roadmap for developing a domestic crypto regime in late 2024. Rousseau underlined that the FCA has already leveraged existing legislation, such as the Financial Services and Markets Act 2000, to impose robust standards and consumer protections in the crypto market. In the first year of its financial promotions regime, the FCA removed over 900 scam crypto websites and issued 1,700 consumer alerts. She made it clear that the FCA is not operating in isolation, highlighting the United Kingdom's active participation in international standard-setting bodies like IOSCO, the Financial Stability Board, or FSB, and the Financial Action Task Force, or FATF. By engaging internationally, the United Kingdom ensures that its domestic regulations remain competitive while influencing the global evolution of digital asset standards. Beyond crypto, Rusu pointed to the transformative potential of open banking and open finance, noting that over 11 million consumers already use open banking services in the United Kingdom. She detailed efforts to expand open banking to new payment models, including variable recurring payments, and underscored initiatives like Project Aperta, a collaboration with the Bank for International Settlements to develop cross-border data sharing frameworks that could reduce friction and cost in global finance. Artificial intelligence featured prominently in Rusu's vision for the future of financial services. With the UK FCA's AI lab now operational, the agency has embraced an open for AI business approach. She cited findings from a joint survey with the Bank of England, showing that 75% of firms are already deploying AI solutions, with another 10% planning adoption. The UK FCA's existing outcomes-based regulation, including the Consumer Duty and the Senior Managers and Certification Regime, or SM&CR, offers the agility needed to manage risks emerging from AI technologies. Rusu stressed that the UK FCA's AI lab acts as a supercharged innovation space capable of testing cutting-edge Gen AI or generative artificial intelligence applications. Focusing on regulatory reform, Rusu detailed the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority's ambitious efforts to streamline wholesale market regulation, overhaul listing and prospectus rules, and launch innovative capital market systems like PICs, Private Intermittent Securities and Capital Exchange System. The UK FCA has also slashed capital regulatory burdens by 70% and introduced a pre-application support service or PASS for wholesale, payments and crypto firms, dramatically easing the pathway to authorization. Highlighting the drive toward a more user-centric regulatory system, Rusu outlined steps the UK FCA has taken to digitize interactions, simplify authorization forms, decommission legacy data returns, and move toward a machine-readable version of the UK FCA handbook. The new MyFCA portal consolidates data submissions, fee payments, and communications in one place, while AI-driven enhancements to the Supervision Hub have improved real-time guidance and consumer service redirection. In closing, Rusu left delegates with three core messages: that the United Kingdom remains the best place globally to scale and grow businesses, that the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority is fully open for AI and digital asset innovation, and that the UK FCA's proportionate and agile regulatory model is a global game changer for modern finance. US SEC Commissioner Uyeda urges clarity and competition for crypto asset custody solutions at US Crypto Roundtable. On 25 April 2025, United States Securities and Exchange Commission, or US SEC Commissioner Mark T. Uyeda, during the Crypto Task Force's third roundtable on custody, called for regulatory clarity and enhanced competition in the custody of crypto assets. In her speech, she discussed the withdrawal of Staff Accounting Bulletin No. 121 as a positive development. Commissioner Uyeda advocated for expanded custodial options for investment advisors and registered entities. He also raised concerns regarding outdated interpretations that may unnecessarily restrict investment strategies within the digital asset sector. Commissioner Uyeda's statement emphasized that proper custody standards is the cornerstone of investor protection, which must evolve to accommodate the realities of crypto assets. He noted that following the withdrawal of Staff Accounting Bulletin No. 121, barriers to crypto custodial services had been lifted. However, he urged the US SEC to recognize state-chartered limited-purpose trust companies, such as those chartered in New York or California, as qualified custodians for crypto assets, in line with competition policies between state and federal banks, and consider reforms to the special-purpose broker-dealer regime, proposing interim guidance and eventual codification to allow compliant custody of crypto asset securities, non-securities, and traditional securities. US SEC must clarify the meaning of funds within the US SEC custody rule 17 CFR Pro of 275.206.4.2, noting that prior overbroad interpretations have wrongly forced investment advisors to treat all crypto assets as securities or funds, thereby limiting investment opportunities. Commissioner Uyeda expressed agreement with Commissioner Hester M. Pierce's position that most crypto assets are not securities, advocating for a more nuanced, facts-based analysis rather than blanket classifications. Commissioner Mark T. Uyeda argues that both federally chartered and state chartered trust companies authorized as fiduciaries should be permitted to serve as qualified custodians for crypto assets and calls for revisiting and possibly sunsetting restrictions under the current broker-dealer framework, enabling a broader custody model for digital assets. She urges clarification around whether crypto assets constitute funds for custody purposes to remove regulatory uncertainty harming investment options, while advocating for opening the custody sector to more entities, thereby encouraging competition, innovation, and improved services for digital asset investors. The United States Securities and Exchange Commission is officially pivoting from enforcement-driven ambiguity toward structured regulatory clarity for crypto assets with collaboration between the US SEC, the executive branch, Trump administration, and Congress signals a high-level strategic consensus on integrating digital assets into the regulated financial mainstream. Evolving crypto custody regulations in United States, USSEC Commissioner Caroline A. Crenshaw warns against eroding investor protections. On 25 April 2025, United States Securities and Exchange Commission, or USSEC Commissioner Caroline A. Crenshaw, delivered speech at the U.S. Crypto Task Force's third roundtable on custody. Commissioner Crenshaw warned against creating a separate, potentially weaker regulatory framework for crypto asset custody, asserting that innovation must not compromise the investor protection principles embedded in United States federal securities laws. Drawing powerful analogies from real-world trust scenarios and supported by historical and legal precedents, Commissioner Crenshaw made it clear that blockchain-specific risks, including hacking, smart contract failures, and insolvency risk, demand even greater vigilance and regulatory robustness, not exemptions. Commissioner Crenshaw discussed the need to maintain the SEC's gold standard of investor protection under the custody rule 17 CFR paragraph 275.206.4.2, even in the face of technological evolution. She cautioned that differences between blockchain-based assets and traditional securities do not automatically justify relaxed custodial protections. Definitions: qualified custodian, a financial institution such as a bank, broker-dealer, futures commission merchant, or trust company that meets the regulatory standards under Rule 206.4.2 of the United States Investment Advisors Act of 1940 to securely hold client assets. Omnibus wallets, aggregated crypto wallets holding assets for multiple clients, relying on internal records rather than blockchain entries for tracking individual ownership. She supported her caution with examples from United States financial history's infamous frauds like United States, 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 United States Securities and Exchange Commission Commissioner Hester M. Pierce calls for practical, innovation-friendly crypto custody framework at Crypto Task Force Roundtable. On 25 April 2025, United States Securities and Exchange Commission, or USSEC Commissioner Hester M. Pierce, delivered a statement at the Crypto Task Force's latest roundtable on custody, using a vivid metaphor likening the current regulatory landscape to a perilous lava game. Commissioner Pierce argued that the absence of clear practical regulations on crypto custody is stifling market development, forcing regulated entities into risky darkness while disincentivizing safe innovation. She urged USSEC to build clear legal pathways, walkways over the lava, rather than obstructing market evolution, and proposed that regulations must accommodate blockchain-native custody methods such as self-custody, smart contracts, and tokenized securities without forcing traditional intermediation models. Definitions. Crypto custody, the safeguarding of digital assets such as cryptocurrencies or tokenized securities by an intermediary, regulated custodian, or through self-custody by the owner. Special purpose broker-dealer framework. A regulate USSEC announces crypto roundtable titled Tokenization, Moving Assets On-Chain, where TradFi and DeFi meet. The United States Securities and Exchange Commission's Crypto Task Force will host its next roundtable, Tokenization, Moving Assets On-Chain, where TradFi and DeFi meet on 12th of May 2025 from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. ET. Part of the USSEC's ongoing series exploring regulatory approaches to crypto assets, the session will focus on tokenization's potential to connect traditional finance, or TradFi, with decentralized finance, or DeFi. The roundtable is open for in-person registration, while the webcast will be available without registration. tokenization has evolved from concept to commercial execution, with major institutions now piloting on-chain versions of bonds, funds, and real-world assets. TradFi giants like JP Morgan, BlackRock, and Citi are entering territory once native to DeFi, becoming foundational to how assets will move and settle globally. Registration is now open for in-person attendance, while the virtual webcast remains free.